Welcome, everyone, to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your facilitator hostess today. And I'm really excited to have all of you here. I know some of you are here for the first time. And we do this monthly first Friday of the month water meditation every month. And we are actually June. We're finishing our ninth year. We have been doing this since 2014. We haven't missed a month yet. And all of the meditations have been recorded and are posted on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. So anytime you have the urge to do some healing work for the waters of the planet, you can go to the website, go to the recordings, pick one at random, and have a blast. Because we do have different people every month leading the meditations, and so they're always different, they're rich and varied, and I really want to thank you all for being here. It's wonderful to have so many people focused on healing the waters of our planet. And I'm very excited to have my old friend, Ann Gordon, here today. Gosh, I don't know how long we've known each other, Ann.
Oh, my gosh, me either. Long time.
It's been decades.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing about Ann is that, you know, she loves to share her love and passion and connection with whales and dolphins. She's a certified dolphin energy healer, and she has a real gift for leading powerful meditations to help you connect on a deep level with whales and dolphins. And she was also trained as a biologist and an animal behavior specialist, an animal trainer. Anne's been leading whale and dolphin trips since 2007 and all over. Panama, Bimini, Tahiti, the San Juan Islands, Hawaii, California. And she was also the creator and founder of the Cetacean Summit, which brought some of the top experts in the field of whales and dolphins to come together. And a lot of us on this call were presenters at the Cetacean Summits. It was really so much fun. We had such a hangout together. And now you've been leading virtual summits that have been really successful. So
yeah.
In addition to leading her own retreats in all these fabulous places around the world, Anne also does retreat coaching. And she loves teaching other people how to run successful retreats, whether they're virtual or in person. So I encourage you to check out her website. It's whaleanddolphinwisdomretreats.com. Am I right?
Yeah, and you can just make it even shorter, whalewisdomretreats with an S.com.
Well, Anne, thank you for coming today. Is there anything else you want to share with people before we get started?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you kind of went through it. And I just want to say, I remember back in 2014, you, me, and David trying to create your website and get everything going for these. And it's so fun that, you know, we're now 9 years later going strong and spreading this powerful healing messages and awareness of the importance of the water around the world. So thank you to you for doing that.
Oh, and thank you to you. I completely spaced that. You and David really put that website together because I could never have done it. I mean, I can keep it up now most of the time.
Yeah.
But that was a really big piece. So thank you. And thank you for leading meditations all these years. It's been really wonderful to have you.
It's been fun. It's been really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what have you got for us today?
Well, that's a good question. Well, first I want to preface this. So I want to apologize to everybody because I have a cold. So it's very likely I'll have to cough a time or two during the meditation. So just please ignore that. And here's the thing about me when I lead meditations. I can have all the best plans in the world, and the minute I close my eyes, spirit, dolphins, whales, whoever is guiding me takes over. So we shall see what's going to happen today. So Mary, remind me, I totally forgot to ask you, how long am I going for?
Half hour, 40 minutes.
And okay.
Then at the end, I'll come back on and we'll open it up in case anybody has something they want to share or a question.
Perfect. That's kind of what I thought. I just wanted to
double check. Yeah, we'll be off the call on the hour.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this. All right, everybody. Go ahead, and if you're comfortable, just close your eyes. Put your body in a relaxed position. Take some deep cleansing breaths. And I'd like you to imagine that you are near a body of water, whether it is the ocean, a lake, a stream, a pond, maybe even your bathtub. Just imagine that you're gazing out at this water and you allow your eyes to soften. And it's not about seeing anything. It's about just being in the presence of water. And you may actually notice in your gaze, as you're imagining looking out at the water, that there's a slight light shimmering over the water. Almost as if you're looking at a mirage, like you've seen in the movies, that shimmery light above what looks like to be water. And then you notice that this shimmery light, it actually looks like this light is dancing. And in that dancing, you can actually feel or sense the presence of some sort of being that the water, the light from the water is alive. And that these beings are literally the water itself, expressing itself. You may call them water sprites or devas of the water. The label isn't important, but that you can literally feel in your body a tingling of excitement at sensing the aliveness, the sentience of the water. And the water is dancing and celebrating today. It is celebrating because of you, because it feels your love. It feels your dedication. It feels your intentions and desires for the water to be healthy, the water to be clean, to be clear, to be vibrant. And the water is open to receive all of your love, all of your healing energies. And as you send your healing, your love, your respect to the water, you feel that the energy of the water grows and expands. And this light, excuse me, reaches higher and reaches and expands out over the land. And you may notice that as it does, there's this slight mist that's touching the earth, the grass, the rocks, even you. But this mist is not cold. It is exciting and vibrant and tingles on your skin. And that mist soaks into your body through the pores of your skin, bringing this energy of water, as well as the physical makeup of water, the H2O, into your body. And you feel that water merging with every cell of your body. And you can actually feel that it's still dancing. It's celebrating inside of your body, aligning you with water. For your body is already made up of so much water that it's easy to align even further. And so the healing that you are sending to the water and the love that you are sending to the water is now being received by your cells in your body. So it's become this beautiful circuit of love, this literal spiral of love, of healing that goes between the water and you, the water and you. So much so that it's impossible to separate you from the water. You are now in complete alignment with the water. And as you feel this alignment, you can literally feel yourself as water. Feel yourself literally merge with the body of water you are in front of. Merge with that lake, that stream, that river, the ocean, or even the water in your bathtub. Feel yourself floating and in flow with water. You are still aware of yourself as human, yet you are aware of yourself as water. And feel that as water, you are not just that single body of water in front of you. You are much larger than that. You are water in the clouds. You are rain. You are snow. You are the moisture in plants. You are the water in every other body of animal life. The water inside of insects, inside of elephants and horses, inside of dolphins and whales. You are everywhere. And this cycle, this spiral of love and honor and healing keeps cycling, keeps spinning as you recognize yourself as part of everything that is on this planet is water. And as you imagine yourself as water in everything, you are literally bringing this healing light to touch absolutely everything on earth. Every tree, every plant, every blade of grass, every bit of dampness in the soil, every cloud above the earth. Is being healed with this cycle of love and healing that started with you. That you really are that powerful. You really can make such a huge impact. What you do is so important. And now you can feel this beautiful wave of gratitude washing through your physical body from the water, thanking you for sharing yourself so fully, for sharing your love, your healing. And imagine you are now floating in the clouds above the earth, looking down at the water, whether it's the ocean, a river, a lake, and see it glowing. Glowing in a way it never has before. All because of you and your healing. The water is now at a state of vibrant health. Pristine, clear, alive. And now notice the life that lives in that water, in the ocean, in the lakes and rivers. See how animated this life now is. It's like so energized. The fish are zipping around with glee, jumping. The turtles are swimming faster than ever before. Even the snails and the sea slugs are dancing. And of course, the dolphins and whales are leaping in pure joy, pure bliss, with the healing of the water. It's like that feeling when Your house is clean and vibrant like it hasn't been in a long time. But take that feeling and amplify it 1,000 times. For you have literally cleaned the water, healed the water, brought it to a state that it literally has never existed before. Even from the very first water molecule on this planet, you have helped raise the frequencies of the waters. And with this ascension of energy in the waters, just imagine that every single being, whether it's a plant, an animal, or a human, that drinks this water, that now has this higher frequency, this pristine cleanliness to it, this energy of healing pouring out of it, now begins a whole new cycle of raising the frequencies and the consciousness of everything that drinks in this water. That then allows bodies, physical bodies of humans, of animals and plants, to heal as well. From physical challenges to emotional healings, and most importantly, creates a whole expanded awareness, especially among humans. An awareness of compassion, an awareness of their place as part of nature, an awareness of respect, an awareness of empathy. An awareness of unconditional love. And it's causing the layers, the barriers, the blocks, to all just be washed away. And as these layers are washed away, it washes away the fears, the anger, the hurt, the pain. And bringing every human on earth closer to a state of inner peace. Really feel that peace within yourself. Feel the importance of this peace for the future of this planet. Feel the cycle, the spiral of energy. And the profound effect that you have had today, not only on the water, but for every being on this planet, all because you chose to attend today. You are that powerful. You are that important. You are that critical to the survival and the thrival of water, of all life on Earth. And as a result of your beautiful gift, starting with the water, you are now being invited into a beautiful ceremony where there is a gathering of many, many types of animals, and especially guided by the dolphins and whales, who are now gathering and coming up to you, blessing you, honoring you, showing their gratitude for you. And they are asking you to simply receive, to let go of any doubts of your own importance. They see you not as a human being, but as a beautiful crystal that is a catalyst for change, for healing, that through you as this powerful crystal, that even when you are not conscious of it, there is a part of you that always, always holds space for healing, for a higher consciousness, for love, for compassion. And that this is constantly being amplified and sent out to the world through the crystal that is you. And they want you to know how very important you are. And the dolphins and whales and all the other animals are gathered around you. And they have opened themselves up, showing you their hearts, receiving from you. And they are asking you, never doubt yourself. Never doubt your power. And they, of course, are always happy to send to you as well. But you have so much to give and are making a huge impact in the world, even when you're not even aware of it. That you always have the power to heal. And it amplifies every time you consciously think about it. They ask you to remember every time you take a drink of water, see yourself as this powerful crystal, healing the water in your glass that then goes into your body and joins this cycle. Every time you see it raining or snowing, bless and consciously heal the waters. That every time you see the ocean, a lake, a river, a pond, even a puddle, send it your love, your healing energy. And this will continue raising the frequency of the planet, healing the waters on a constant basis. The more conscious you become of healing the waters anytime you think of it, it will continue the flow of energy, continue the healing for the water, for the animals, and most importantly, for all humans. And as you continue this healing work, it will continue to spread the wave of inner peace in the hearts of every single person around the planet. And as this wave of inner peace grows and soothes the hearts of so many, there will automatically be less acts of violence, of greed, of fear, which will result in less pollution, less disrespect. And the cycle continues of powerful healing. What we have created here today is just the beginning. It will continue to grow as you continue to grow in your own healing abilities, in your own self-belief, in your own awareness of how crucial and important you are to the water, to all of nature, to all of humanity. And as the earth comes into balance because of you, it also becomes in balance with the entire universe, opening up doorways, pathways, vortexes to more and more magic entering this world that has been shut off for so long and hidden. That you are the key piece to restoring magic on Earth, to welcoming magic back. And with magic, so many exciting things are waiting to come to this planet. All starting with healing the water. The water thanks you. Mother Earth herself thanks you. The dolphins and the whales thank you. All the animals, the rocks, the mountains, the land. Everything thanks you. And now there is, the water has a final gift for you. It is a crystal clear drop of water that is now falling gently upon your third eye, flowing in to your third eye, opening it wide, creating a beautiful connection between your spirit, your consciousness, and the water, giving you the gift of vision in terms of seeing the results of your healing and love for the water. That it's almost as if this drop of water is this beautiful prism, beautiful diamond shining out from your third eye, also amplifying your love, your healing for the water, and that you can literally focus this powerful light from your third eye anywhere you want, whether it is healing the water, healing a loved one. It is a beautiful beam of healing light that you now have the ability to work with in any way you wish. And the water wants you to accept your place in the world. Accept this powerful purpose of yours. Never doubt your importance in the world. And feel the ocean of love the water has for you. Mother Earth has for you. All of nature has for you. And even the souls of the human race has for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take some deep cleansing breaths, and we are complete.
So, everyone, time to come back into your body. Wiggle your toes, your fingers, stretch a little bit, come back into your room, into your physical body. Wow, that was beautiful, Anne.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a fun one.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was really gorgeous. I could totally feel that water going into my third eye.
Nice.
That was very cool.
It was cool, wasn't it?
It was very cool. So is there anyone who'd like to share something with Anne or ask Anne a question? If there is, yeah. You can star six. Go ahead.
Yeah, there is something. This is Tom from Michigan. I'm part of Linda and David's pod. On a pod call about last month, I shared this story that I was out praying over a creek. There's a creek I often walk by, and I stop and pray over it, praying golden light on the water to heal and purify and re-energize the water and everything that drinks in it from it. And I did that again by the creek, and I was just sitting there a few minutes later, and I started feeling raindrops. And I look up in the sky, and it's a clear blue sky. where the heck are the raindrops be coming from? And then I thought they looked up and saw, oh, there was a tiny little spinning gray cloud up above me, and it was raining on me. And I finally realized that that's the water responding to the prayer.
Right.
Can you believe that?
Yep, I can. Very cool. Thanks for sharing.
Okay, is there someone else who would like to share something?
It looks like Barbara has her hand up. I don't know if...
Oh, I see that. Yeah. Barbara?
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Yes, I just wanted to share... I sort of knew that I probably wouldn't be doing the meditation, but I was doing healing all through it. I do light weaving, light language, and I was bringing in a lot of energized glyphs to heal the water and the planets, the earth, all kinds of divine mother beings here, creator beings, and unicorn and archangel gem healing with the pearls, Archangel Christiel, and Archangel Jules, the angel for the oceans. Because pearls are, from the water. And Raphael and emeralds, Michael and sapphires, Uriel and rubies, Gabriel and diamonds. And when you add unicorn energy to that, it just amplifies it. So there was a lot of healing. Everybody on the call, on the planet, it was just magnificent. They were water dragons, Neptune, Poseidon, and a special putting in monoatomic plasma minerals that are very healing and beneficial. And Dara, I sometimes bring in etherically and Dara crystals, which Lori Rion will know about. They were brought in etherically for healing and miracles. I brought in a lot of miracle frequencies, all the orders of the angels, and it's not me doing it. It's what I was guided by Source.
Right. Right.
To bring it, and everybody on the call and on the replay will also receive the benefit.
Beautiful.
So I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. That's really powerful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi.
Someone else? Hi.
Yes. This is Destiny. Destiny Reed.
Hi, Destiny.
I'm not sure if you're able to do this well. Well, not channeling or not, but I've got like what feels like something plugging my ears. Like right now my head feels like it's underwater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what this is, but it's literally like my head's plugged up or clogged.
Huh, interesting. Well, and you may still be in it. And I would say that, you're aligned so well with water that maybe like literally drinking water and moving around a little bit will probably help bring you back into your physical body.
Oh, so I'm just not in the body?
Could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Or maybe just go sit on the earth, put your feet on the earth, you know, really ground yourself.
I'm standing right up against the tree.
Oh, beautiful. That's a good way to do it. Nice.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for this beautiful call.
Hello?
Hi. Go ahead. Who is this?
Okay, you can hear. I wasn't sure. Hi, this is Candace.
Hi, Candace.
Hi. Yes, okay. Yeah, so I want to share. That was such an incredible meditation. So thank you, Anne. What was really special for me was that process of loving the water, which for me is so easy to do.
Right.
And then from that, connecting myself to it, and all of a sudden I was loving myself as
nice.
Much as I was loving the water. I was amazed. Yay, with the complete ease, and then just naturally so, and then expanding out to all of life through the water, and all of a sudden I was expanded and connected to all of life
right.
and the earth, and I was like, whoa, that was so easy. It was just like a different way of doing it, and it felt very physical because I experienced the water as physical. So it was just such a powerful and grounded way to connect. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Well, beautiful. And I'm thrilled that you were able to then easily love yourself, which is not an easy thing to do for us humans. So that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah. And it was just, I can say, oh, I love myself and connect to that. But connecting with it as the water,
right.
It brought it to a whole nother level of physicality, which
right.
is, I don't know how, I'm going to have to play with this more.
yeah.
But I just want to thank you for making this connection and this pathway for me.
Well, you are very welcome, and thank you so much for sharing. That thrills me.
And I want to also share that I happen to be, I'm actually just saw this on my email, and I was sitting next to my uncle who's in the hospital right now. And I'm in the hospital in the city of Atlantis in Florida.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And his bracelet, I noticed, says Atlantis on his hospital bracelet.
Oh, now so, that, I just got chills from that. That's so cool.
Yeah, so it just felt all connected and just grateful to have seen the email. So thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, and you know, you can sort of expand on healing the water in his body.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Beautiful.
So thank you. Okay.
Anybody else?
Yes, this is Saskia from the Netherlands. Thank you, Anne, for this beautiful meditation. I imagined I was standing on the coast of the island Sardinia, Italy, where I will go on the 16th of this month until the 23rd. And I was standing in front of beautiful turquoise blue, very clear water, and then I saw the shimmering light above the water, which I have literally seen in the Mediterranean, but in front of the coast of the south of France. And this light was growing and growing, and it was also dancing, and then it touched the water in my body, and expanded into my body, and I really physically, I started to dance on my chair, and it was just a rhythm taking me over, then I merged with the water in the Mediterranean. I became water, and I started traveling all over the world as water, loving and healing the water everywhere. And I met dolphins and whales and sometimes I was gone a little bit, and all of a sudden I heard snoring. behind me, to the left, and I turned around and I saw a big whale doing. And then a while later, when the meditation was over, I saw the image of lots and lots of dew droplets on top of leaves, on top of grass, and also on my body. It was a great meditation. Thank you.
Oh, man. Thank you, Saskia. What a beautiful visualization you had, experience you had through it. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, is there anybody else before we wrap this up? Okay. All righty. Well, thank you again so much, Anne. That was really beautiful. And I will get the recording up on the website probably tomorrow. So anytime you want to come back and do that meditation again, you can go back to the website, globalwaterhealing.org, and it'll be the top one on the meditation recording.
Well, you're welcome. It's always an honor and a pleasure, Mary. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being part of this for 9 years.
Absolutely.
Great. And next month, our next meditation will be on July 7th, and Lori Rayon is going to lead that one.
Woohoo!
Another long-time podmate.
Yeah.
So I invite you all to come back and enjoy the next one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to unmute this call, and we can all have our chaotic goodbye. And until next month, be blessed.
Yay.
Thank you.
Bye. 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 Bye.